Good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm calling the regular meeting of council of October 10th to order at 7 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Present.
Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
First order of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting of September 26, 2019.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to approve the minutes for the regular council meeting of September 26, 2019.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Micah to approve the regular council meeting minutes of September 26, 2019. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of September 26, 2019 have been approved. The next is the mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. A report on the service department. The brush pile is winding down, and road superintendent was assigned Saturday, November 2nd, as a final day for brush drop-off. Signs will be posted to reflect that date, and it will reopen in April. Leaf pickup will begin October 21st for the official. They have been out a few times before, like now, just testing out the equipment, but both are up and running real good. So they've been completely overhauled. Five snowplows, don't get excited, are currently ready for the winter season. We have them all ready and waiting for the snow to come. Two additional plows will be available once the leaf season's over and we can convert those trucks over. The Dodd Road update, they started yesterday and completed the milling process today. Tomorrow, the engineer and Mr. Grubis will be surveying the milling to see where the full ground has to be replaced, and they'll mark those out. Shred date will be held Saturday, November 19th, and it's 9 to noon at the City Hall parking lot in front. Thanks again to the League of Women Voters for presenting a nice forum for mayor and council candidates, as well as the library and Lake Cran officials. We have offered our facility to the school board to educate our residents about the school levy, and they will speak at our next council meeting, and then after the council meeting, they'll have questions and answers across the street at 8 o'clock. Following the completion of the letter of support for the Chagrin River Watershed Partners for the Chagrin River Corridor and Lakefront Trail Plan, I was able to receive $2,500 in funding from Tim Miller in the county's Stormwater Management Division for this project. This is a matching funds that we have to put up for that, and they appreciate our support. I've received several complaints about the WISP suspension of the WISP program to help our seniors. After an 8-month criminal and financial investigation, the program and staff have been cleared of any wrongdoing. I am again requesting that this program be opened up so it will help our seniors. Discussion Other upcoming programs by council have been promised since June without any action and doing our residents no good. It's time to work with the administration and allow our residents to seek the benefits immediately. Following the departure of our law director, as he was appointed municipal court judge by the governor, I promptly presented with council the credentialing package to confirm my appointment of Joe Demert, who was the second individual named in a settlement agreement between me and the council in January. Tonight, there is nothing on the agenda for council, despite council already having this credentialing package when Mr. Leary was being considered. It is imperative that a law director on staff to avoid legal mistakes that cost our residents hundreds of thousands of dollars. I prepared an ordinance tonight that mirrors the ordinance 2019-3, which was Mr. Leary's appointment, and inserted the name Joe Demert for the confirmation this evening. It's my appointment, and I'm merely asking council to confirm this disappointment. There are at least five matters that need legal opinions, and I can't do it without a law director. One of these concerns is produce packaging CRA. I do not want to delay the financing of this business. In the spirit of cooperation, I say this needs to be passed this evening. I will call Mr. Demert in the morning, let him know he can proceed with our law department responsibility. I wish to give a few acknowledgments this evening. The Cleveland Clinic 5K run was a success, and all the proceeds from this benefited St. Noel's Food Pantry. Thanks for all who volunteered or attended to make this event in our city. We want to wish goodwill wishes to Janine Mullen and Pat Lukowski of Rockefeller Road, who are recovering from surgery. Sympathy to Betty Hines of Strathford on the passing of her husband and Claudine DeGurgis on the loss of her father. Our thoughts and prayers remain with their families. Congratulations to Foreign Orion, who is celebrating her 90th birthday this weekend. In closing, I want to update the following events. The craft show is this Saturday from 9 to 3. The Halloween party is Friday, October 18th from 6 to 8:30. And shred date is October 19th from 9 to noon. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening?
Madam President.
Councilman Hallam.
Mr. Mayor, you said you had an ordinance drawn up. Did you have? Looks like you do.
Yes. This ordinance is a reproduction of the ordinance for Mr. O'Leary, which has the appointment until January 10th, and it just replaces Mr. O'Leary's name with Joe Demert's name.
Mr. Mayor, we touched base on this. I recollect that Mr. O'Leary had asked if he was not successful in being elected on November 5th, would he be able to come back as a law director to fulfill the contract? And I believe you answered yes.
I didn't answer yes.
Madam President, in any event, the decision on who heads up an entire department in our city is one of the most important that council makes, and we've certainly heard from almost every member of this dais that if anything, this body should be more deliberative, should take more time to research and study important issues, and that's why we have procedures in place. For example, I think most importantly in this case, for an ordinance or an issue to be on the agenda, it needs to be submitted to the council clerk by Friday of the week preceding the meeting. This was submitted 3 days late this week on Monday, and while I certainly agree that it's important for a full, fair, and thorough review of any nomination that any mayor makes, and that is the duty of council, and I know that council will do its duty, at the same time, it's important that we follow our procedures so that not only council but residents have an opportunity to weigh in on important decisions and appointments. That's why there is no ordinance on the agenda this evening, and I would personally oppose having any up or down vote on a nominee without giving an appropriate chance for that person to be vetted, researched, have full opportunities to talk to counsel. And while it's true that Mr. Deemert has been here before, he's continued in his legal practice, he's continued in his work, and all of that needs to be reviewed before any appointments made. So I certainly am grateful that the mayor wants to work together with counsel, and we will work within our procedures to do that. But I have had this discussion with our council president. As soon as the mayor sent his emails to counsel expressing concern that it wasn't on the agenda, I did call you and reach out to you. You did not pick up or call back because I wanted to explain this to you. But fortunately, you're here so you can understand that this is simply a matter of council process and procedure. We've had issues in the past with department heads, such as Mr. DeSanto, when we simply confirmed and you asked, and in good faith, council simply voted without review. That can't happen in future cases, but we certainly will give a full, fair, and thorough review, giving an opportunity for residents and every member of council to weigh in. And that will start with putting this on the agenda for the next council meeting as appropriate. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, you said that there's five very important issues that are coming up that you need legal opinions on, and one was produce packaging. Can you share what the other four are, please?
The other four are the cell phone tower, and I'll have to get back to you on the other three, but there are five.
Well, thank you.
Madam President, Councilman Pletchnik mentioned, we have actually vetted Mr. Deemer. He actually spent quite a bit of time in an executive session with us. And, I think it's actually a bonus that we've actually already done most of the vetting with him. And as we have seen what happens when the city does not have a law director in place, I think that we certainly should, with all expediency, do whatever anyone needs to do to complete their review of Mr. Deemert, because I found I met with him at his office. I found him to be very knowledgeable. He's been in the municipal law for a long time, I for one think that he would be a great asset for the city and to leave us with, prevent us from being left without a law director to represent us for the few months left in this year, and then the new administration, whoever that might be, will still have an opportunity to select somebody that they feel would be appropriate for them. So with that, I'd like to make a motion to amend the agenda to add this ordinance for this evening.
I'll second that.
Madam President, I would motion to table the motion to amend the agenda.
Can't do that.
Yes, I can. You can motion to table any motion.
No, I can't.
Pretty sure you can't.
Second.
And if you had a law director, he would rule on that.
That's right.
So that gets right to the exact point. It sounds like a stall tactic that you're using.
Point of order, there's a motion to table.
Right, and you haven't asked for the floor.
Thank you. Yeah.
And Councilwoman Lenz seconded, and there's no discussion on a motion to table.
Madam President, point of order. There could be discussion on a motion to table. You're just choosing not to. Thank you.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fabig.
No.
Hullum.
No.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
The motion to table the motion has been adopted. Any other questions for the mayor this evening? The next is the finance director's report.
I have a question for the mayor. Is there an alternate plan that you might present to council to get some temporary legal assistance?
I have to research that because I can't hire a law director.
You can't do a temporary either, for you.
And, Mr. Mayor, where are we with Mayor's Court and with prosecution of tickets and violations and things like that?
Todd Cipolla is handling both the Mayor's Court and the Willoughby Municipal Court right now.
Is he able to do that on his own without a law director at this time?
Yes, he is.
Yes, and Mr. Phoebe, that was already discussed at one of the last council meetings before Mr. O'Leary left. He put that all into place before he left.
I'm sorry, I just asked a question. But excuse me for asking a question to the mayor.
Anything else, Mr. Phoebe? Next is the law director's the finance director's report. Mr. Berkachek, welcome back.
Thank you. The only thing I have to report tonight is that the city received a dividend premium from the High Bureau of Workers' Compensation in the amount of $85,400 approximately, which is equal to 88% of the 2017 premium.
This is good. Anything else?
That's it tonight.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the finance director this evening?
Madam President, I know that our police chief and fire chief have been working with the mayor to try to find a budgetary solution to the overages in the fire department, and that our chief has volunteered the excesses in his part-time budget because the police department has had more difficulty than the fire department in hiring part-timers, so they have some leftover funds. Where are we at in terms of looking to see what support we might be able to give to the fire department?
Right now, the police department can give them probably $50,000 to $75,000. It may work out. So it's come see or come sigh. We don't know at this point whether it'll be enough to sustain it, but we'll try.
Well, I do want to thank you for your hard work on that because I know the fire department has been scrambling. They definitely have inherited an overtime issue. Chief Gandy has, and he's tackling it head on, but it definitely requires a little help in the transition as we hire the full-timers and the part-timers so that we're fully staffed. So thank you for that hard work, and please keep us posted.
And we did the test, and we're in the process of interviewing for the full-time positions. One of the things is some of the people that scored real high are part-timers with us, so we'll lose them as part-time, but we'll get them as full-time.
But it's better than losing them as full-time to another city, which is what always seems to happen to us.
Right.
Any other questions for the finance director this evening? Thank you, Frank. The next is the city engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. I support Resolution 2019-11, which is on tonight's agenda, and I would ask that you approve it tonight. This is for a grant application to Ohio Public Works for Rockefeller Road resurfacing. It is due tomorrow at noon, and this is the one we received approval of our pre-application a few weeks ago. So this is the next step, submitting to Ohio Public Works. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the city engineer this evening? Thank you, Pete. The next is committee reports of council. Are there any chairs of respective committees that want to share information? Moving on, other council representative reports.
Madam President. The Cuyahoga County Airport Noise Abatement Council had its quarterly meeting for October earlier today at 10 a.m. at the airport, and I want to share a brief update. In terms of complaints, there were 20 aircraft complaints in total for the third quarter of 2019, 11 of which were from Willoughby Hills. That's a little higher than last year, but so too are the operations at the airport. There were 7,198 total operations for the third quarter this year versus a little over 6,000 last year, so it's not surprising that complaints would increase with the busyness of the airport. And the manager, Robert Hartigan, speculated that this increase was due in large part to the fact that the runway is now fully repaved. The airport was closed for substantial parts of last year, but it's been fully open this year. Also, the red biplane, the Boeing Stearman, contributed to a lot of the complaints earlier in the summer. We certainly asked again, are we likely to see them again next year? Some people loved it, some people not so much, because it was a very loud plane. But I'm told that it was here 12 years ago. It was here this summer, so it seems to be every decade or so that the plane chooses Cuyahoga County Airport as a base. In terms of the joint statement, which is what creates the Noise Abatement Council and gives Willoughby Hills the right to have a representative to the airport, it's been renewed. The city signed, but we're still waiting for Eaton Corporation and Five Star Aviation as the final two signatories to actually sign the new joint statement. There's really no difference between the old one and the new one. It's just a renewal of our commitment to reducing airport noise, so we're looking forward to those last two signatures. Why haven't they signed yet? They want the airport reconstruction to be absolutely complete before they ink the document. And the AWOS system, the Automatic Weather Observation System, which is a radio channel that pilots can listen into to hear the conditions, the weather conditions at the airport, has not been turned on yet. It was initially interfering with the control tower at the airport, which is a big no-no. You don't want to be interfering with the instructions to pilots. So they have moved the equipment where it was originally housed at the control tower over to one of the airport buildings. They hope that'll resolve it, but they need the FCC to approve their radio license before they can actually switch it on. And apparently, in the initial application, the airport accidentally said that the tower was 974 meters high. It's actually 974 feet high, and they've corrected it, but that seems to have slowed down the application process. In terms of maintenance, in addition to trying to get the AWOS system completed and waiting for that final FCC approval, one of the localizer antennas, which helps airplanes to land along the runway, has gone bad on the Richmond Heights side of the airport. It needs to be replaced, and it will be between October 15th and November 21st. It shouldn't affect any of the modern aircraft that land at the airport, but for airplanes without GPS systems, they're going to have to approach at a higher level, and they may have failed attempts landing because there are more safety procedures in place as a result. So there's a little effect on the older aircraft, but the airport will not close while they work on installing the new antenna. Our airport manager, Robert Hartigan, has been looking into different software that he might be able to use to reduce aircraft complaints, but also make it easier for residents to file complaints online when that is necessary. He looked at WhisperTrack, which actually takes any airports like ours, their noise abatement procedures, and then pushes them out to popular apps, because apparently there's an app for that. Pilots actually look on their computer, their phone, and it tells them what the noise abatement procedures are for the airport they're planning on landing or stopping at. And if you use WhisperTrack, it actually pushes that information out through most popular apps. There's a free version, and there's a paid version. The paid version is nearly $200 a month. The airport doesn't have that in the budget, but we are taking advantage of the free version of WhisperTrack and trying to push our noise abatement procedures out. The airport manager also looked at automating complaints fully through a company called Plane Noise, but that would have cost nearly $2,000 a month, and if $200 wasn't in the budget, $2,000 certainly wasn't. So my question was, where are we at in terms of having an airport noise abatement website where residents can go to see all the policies and procedures, see the complaints that have been filed, and have an easy form that they can fill out online? The response was, it's not the highest budgetary priority, but it's still on the agenda. So we continue to push to have a noise abatement website at the airport. In public portion, our Councilwoman Janet Micah asked whether or not the adjustments to all these radio towers at the airport might interfere with cell phones. The airport manager replied, no, it will not. Although I will say I've noticed that my cell phone hasn't been working as good as it used to, so I'm a little curious who's broadcasting out there. The last major item from the meeting is that the chairwoman of the Noise Abatement Council, who's been serving with us on that council for about 9 years, Kathy Murphy, she is the representative and a councilwoman for the city of Highland Heights. She's decided not to run for re-election, so she's retiring from council at the end of the year and, by extent, retiring from the Noise Abatement Council. And she made a point of saying that she really wanted to give kudos to the new airport manager, Robert Hartigan, saying he's a great communicator. She's heard so many good things about him in the community. And I will say my work with Rob has been very positive. We've had residents complain about the condition of some of the buffer zone of the airport, that it hadn't been weed whacked or mowed. There were overhanging branches. He personally went out to talk to the resident. He sent out the crew. He cleaned up the area. So I've seen a responsiveness from Rob that I haven't from the airport in the past. So I'd second her kudos. She also thanked the maintenance superintendent and secretary of the Noise Abatement Council, Dan Geronimo, for his hard work, and closed by saying that we've brought the Noise Abatement Council to such a good cooperative level by learning to work together with mutual respect for each other, which in turn has resulted in better education about airport issues and better service for our residents. So I want to take this moment to thank Kathy Murphy for 9 years plus of service on the Noise Abatement Council, because her hard work has directly benefited all of us in Willoughby Hills. And for those of you who want to come to the next noise abatement meeting, it'll be January 9th of next year. Once again, 10 a.m. at the airport, open to the public. I stand open to questions.
Thank you, Vice President Pleshnik. Are any questions for him on the airport? Seeing none, we will move to public portion. This is an opportunity for residents to come forward and share their thoughts and opinions. I ask that you keep your minutes, your comments to 3 minutes. And when you come forward, to please state your name and address for the record. And I will open public portion at 2:27 p.m. Mr. O'Leary.
Madam President. James O'Leary, or I should say Judge James O'Leary, 6349 Ledge Lake Court, Concord, Ohio. I wanted to come tonight. I have two other events to yet go to this evening, but I really wanted to come and thank all of council and the mayor, Pete, Frank, you guys. I know that not every meeting and not every circumstance was unanimous in what everybody wanted to do, but I felt like the 9 months I spent here, I enjoyed it. I was telling the mayor when I came in before, I miss coming. I've been 2 weeks on the bench in Painesville Municipal Court, and you guys are a lot easier to deal with than the people that come in front of me. So I apologize for leaving you in the lurch the way that I did. I could not control when the governor decided to make the appointment. I will say it was a surprise. He called me personally, and it's been a whirlwind ever since then. So I just wanted to come and say thank you for working with me, for being kind to me, for your support. And, you know, I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll get the law director thing straightened around. I did leave some names with the mayor as far as the mayor's court was concerned, not just Todd, but Joe Hatta. And so with that, I was supposed to be at the Heritage Club meeting about 10 minutes ago. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
And I'm sorry that I didn't address you by Judge.
It's okay.
Jenna?
Hi, Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. So I know we got O'Leary as, I just read it in the News Herald. Gosh, I love the internet. So the January 2019 agreement was like, take O'Leary or take Joe Demert. And I'm so glad we took O'Leary, because he seemed to work out. He seemed nice. He tried to be balanced. He tried to do good work for the city, balancing a lot of the stuff that goes on where there's contentious thoughts and and disagreements between council and parts of the administration. So I was really pleased we got him. And then I was looking to see, because I don't know anything about him, and it didn't take long. I really hope that you all pay real close attention. I know that you all evidently looked at him then, but I also, when I was Googling him, evidently there was Ordinance 2018-35 where his name got put forward last summer, and it went on two readings, and then there was a revision. I pulled this from our records on Section 6. Given the Director of Law's unfamiliarity with the specific legal issues, requirements, and necessities within the City of Willoughby Hills and its daily operation, it's understood that the Director of Law, Mayor, and Council will review the details maybe in January 2019 to examine the fairness of the details. Well, that's saying that he didn't seem to be really aware or cognizant of what he would need to do here or have it in his wheelhouse of how to do it. That's a little at odds with the other thing I found, which was an article by Mark Namick on the Cleveland.com, and that was in January also. And he was talking about Joe Diemert being the Macedonia law director. So he must have some skills being a city law director, but not good ones. This is a quote from the article, but when citizen gadflies get aggressive or sloppy, Diemert pushes back with equal force, firing off sarcastic emails and letters containing subtle threats of litigation. Similarly, when reporters cross the line, he'll chide them. He may even cite the U.S. Supreme Court case New York Times versus Sullivan, which set the malice standard in libel cases. I don't think this is the kind of law director at that quick Google look that I would hope that people would put forward, Mayor, or would approve. This doesn't sound like a nice, kind man who's skilled and comes at it in an agreeable standpoint. I mean, I hate to bring up his name because I used to watch Lobe go apoplectic on the up there on the days, and I don't want to see that again. And this guy sounds like he's kind of a hothead and a little bit uneven in how he addresses things. It does go on to talk about how he was really tight with the mayor. So that's not the kind of law director I'm looking for either. Thank you.
I may be back up.
Doris Dodge, 37881 Milan Drive. I was listening to Mr. Hallam tonight, and he said that all of the Mr. Diemert's review has already been done. You've already partially vetted him, and most of the work has been done. But that doesn't mean all of the work has been done. So rather than just slap somebody through real quick here, I would like everybody to take a hard look. We don't want any more mistakes like we've had in the past. And, you know, please look this over. This is not something to slap through real quick. The other thing I have is a question regarding the Dodd Road resurfacing. Mr. Pete, over here, you had mentioned about the temperature, and it can't go below a certain degree level. If it does, what would happen? And we don't want to see another Route 6 type of debacle, which is like a washboard. And would this company then redo it if it turned out badly?
Thank you, Doris.
Joanne Majeski, Newberry, Sperry Road, Newberry. Dear Willoughby Hills City Council members, good evening to you all. In case you haven't noticed, it's getting cold outside once again. Autumn is upon us once again. This marks the second autumn without the Whisper program, the second autumn in which senior citizens have to fend for themselves with the raking of leaves and other small outdoor project. I was so sad to learn of an elderly acquaintance of our family in Willoughby Hills who recently suffered a stroke and needs a wheelchair ramp. It is unfortunate that the Whisper program can't donate funds toward this because it has been shut down since February 8th of 18. The funds are there to donate for projects such as this and other senior needs. As you know, my aunt and uncle, Irene and Stan Gulick, bequeathed money through their trust for this. And I've been issuing checks for the last few years, and this will conclude in about 2024. I have not been to a council meeting asking about the Whisper program since September 27th of 2018. So it's been a year. Shortly after that meeting, Information was presented to the Lake County Prosecutor by the Willoughby Hills Police Chief, council members, and the council president's husband. It was recommended by the Lake County Prosecutor to forward this information to the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, Lake County Adult Protective Agency, and the State Auditor. All investigations were wrapped up in a 9-month period, and on June 26th, all agencies involved found allegations to be unfounded. On July 11th, Mayor Wager encouraged City Council to reopen the Whisper program. Again, on July 25th, Mayor presented City Council with Whisper guidelines and procedures, which address concerns previously expressed. Now it has been 2.5 months in this council's hands, and nothing is yet being done to restart the Whisper program. I may not be at every council meeting in person, but I diligently listen to the audio of every single meeting, hoping of the restart of the Whisper program. I was appalled after listening to the audio version of the June 27th, 2019 council meeting, in which Vice President John Plechnik responded to a community member's question regarding Whisper. Excerpts from Mr. Plechnik included, "We want to rebuild the senior program so we have oversight and no issues of past trouble, controversial. Don't want a Whisper of controversy, and we would rename the program a different name. And we don't want any abuses of the past, and we can all agree to that." Well, Mr. Plechnik, all the allegations were proven unfounded. There were no abuses of the past. Fake news. This council needs to work with Mayor Wager and restart the Whisper program for the senior citizens of Willoughby Hills as soon as possible, not just after the elections in November. This city council owes Mayor Wager, Councilman Hallam, and Gloria Majeski a public apology for dragging their names down,
Ms. Majeski,
down to
we're
the
not,
mud.
I'm not gonna, we're not okay. going to discuss public thank yous or criticisms of other people. You had over 3 minutes. I gave you more than 3 minutes,
okay.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Time.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anyone else this evening? Anthony.
Anthony Camino, 2972 Lynn Drive in Willoughby Hills. The mayor mentioned the wellness run on October 6th. It was a very nice event, and I know that the police department was there, the fire department were there. There were people putting up cones. Classic and Matt Dietz did a very nice job. But I just wanted to thank the support from the city and the different departments that helped out. It was a very, very nice. A lot of people came with their dogs people running. It was just really cool. It was a nice thing for the city. So thank you for making that happen. And the proceeds actually did go to, you know, I work at St. Noel, so the proceeds came to our food pantry. They're also going to Harvest for Hunger, so we won't get all of it, but we appreciate that support. It helps us a lot. Thanks.
Thank you. I think even Father Terry made a comment before Mass last week.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Thank you. Anyone else this evening for public portion? Linda? They always forget to put it down for you.
What?
They always forget to put it down.
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. A while ago, council, I don't know if it was last year or not, but you passed an ordinance in regards to the parking on streets in regards to the snow removal, and I bet you no one in this city other than at this dais knows about it. And I think it's important to have signs put up at the at all of the entrance to the city, at least those, so it would, you know, say no parking after whatever the ordinance says. And while it's on the subject of signs, I understand that at the cul-de-sacs in the city that the property is actually owned by the city. And if that's the case, then all these political signs that are there should be removed because that's on city property. So, Anybody who is guilty of that, you need to remove your signs. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. She lowered it for you, Joyce. Sort of.
Unfortunately, I don't have my soapbox here.
Uh-oh.
My name is Joyce Grady, 3020 Markham Boulevard, Willoughby Hills. I have listened to this council for many, many years, and I have come up to make remarks that were not derogatory toward anybody. They were simply times that I felt they had to be voiced. I am here to suggest that you all extend your right to vote on November. Early voting is starting now. You have the right to do that. If you can't make it to the polls, you may request a ballot. I have heard Mr. O'Leary make his fine exit speech, and I am concerned that this council is postponing a law director for this community based on someone who may or may not win an election. That is not the purpose of this council in running my community. I do hope that you will consider and pull down within your consciousness what is best for this city and what is not best for someone who may or may not be elected. I am tired of everybody saying, well, it depends on what happens at the election. I have a city that needs to be run now, not depending on whether someone gets elected or not. And I know you are all good citizens, and for anyone who doubts my stand on thing, I'm a Democrat. Thank you.
Thanks, Joyce.
Jenna Bing, back for round two. I'm glad. Let's talk whisper a sec. The whole aspect of somebody needing a wheelchair ramp and stuff. Mayor, I really wish you would reach out to the Lake County. Lake County has a tremendous amount of resources to help people in the county with specific things like wheelchairs and stuff. Granted, they are not going to do things like rake leaves and all of that. But the things that are true needs, like a wheelchair ramp, financialists, you know, helping with trying to understand some financial issue or something like that, Lake County has tremendous resources that I'm not sure we need to duplicate, or in the short term, we should be getting our residents to them so that they understand and have a way to get help, because that way to help does exist. There are also Lake County church networks that step in and help also in situations that are a little softer, and they rely on each other to be able to figure out how to help people that are truly in need of help. I hope at some point we do get something set up, but I don't think it's something that can be done in the same vein as last time. It needs to be done with an eye of how do we utilize what's out there now and what else do we need to do and provide in a way that doesn't put the city at any risk for liability. Okay, so back to this law director thing. I just want to make it perfectly clear. Twice council has said this Joe Diemert doesn't seem to be the right guy for us. Once it got tabled, the second time they took O'Leary. Smart move there. But I also took offense, Mayor, that you said that lack of a law director was what led to all the lawsuits and stuff being filed. What led to all the lawsuits being filed is when people started getting stupid. You know, when a mayor thinks he can fire people that have been duly elected, that's kind of being a little stupid. when there's all sorts of stuff that was going on where people didn't step back and say, how do we work together? How do we get past this? That's not having a law. A law director doesn't have to be that person that is the mediator between on people acting really weird. So I would suggest until we actually get a law director that council would like to approve and everybody can agree on, that we not be stupid and that we just kind of go about business in a normal way. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. Mr. Walsh.
Chris Welsh, 38801 Chardon Road. Would a law director have prevented the formation of a bogus union that could potentially rape the city? I doubt it. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. Ms. Majeski, would you like to come back up?
Getting back to what Mrs. King just said, Joanne Majeski, Newberry, I really don't think Lake County does the wheelchair thing. So, you know, I don't think they do wheelchairs.
Well, that would be a good thing to find out.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then also, if you're with the Whisper program, if it's, I don't know what your plans are for this, if you're ever going to restart it, but I need to be notified of what your actions will be going forward. So I do need to know that. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheryl?
Cheryl Oja, 2960 Markham Boulevard. I have experience with Council on Aging. When my mother was ill, she needed a wheelchair, and I got a wheelchair from there, not only once but twice. There's medical equipment that's available. They also build ramps. The only problem is when it gets towards the end of the year, they don't necessarily have all the equipment because not everybody has volunteered to give their used equipment to them. But they do whatever they can, and they have a lot of resources there. And I think that we should probably utilize that. They have more. We can build on this, you know. We could start there, refer people out to them, and then we can start to build. Maybe there are things they don't offer, but we ought to treat all of our residents equally. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Linda, are you coming back up? We're doing double duty tonight.
Have to give my name again?
No, we know you.
Concerning the wheelchair ramp, it shouldn't have the burden to the city to not support, but to be able to, let's say, build a ramp or a wheelchair ramp. There are a lot of resources out there, and it shouldn't have to rely on just the city. I believe that, I could be wrong, but I think it's the Kiwanis that do wheelchair ramps, and that would be a good avenue to send people. Now, and what I want to know is, did all of council receive this letter stating that the Whisper program was legal and binding, that there was nothing wrong? Did everybody receive this letter? Thank you.
Thanks, Linda. Going once, twice, and I will close public portion at 7:49 p.m. Unfinished business. Pete, Doris asked about temperature, surface temperatures on Dodd Road.
Yes. The concern was regarding the surface temperature when installing a layer called the chip seal. And a chip seal is basically ground-up stone that they lay down about a half an inch thick and then spray an emulsion over it. It's used in a lot of communities as the surface layer on a lot of low-volume roads, but it really leaves a rough surface. So when I read the ODOT spec, it mentions the 60-degree temperature because the chip seal needs several days to cure. But we're not using it as a surface layer. We're using it as a waterproofing layer on top of the existing base. So they've milled the asphalt off. So the next step is to apply this chip seal as a waterproofing layer, and then it'll get overlaid by two layers of asphalt. As long as they cover the chip seal within a couple days, the temperature is not a concern. And also, there is a one-year warranty, so if we do find any defects within the year, the contractor is responsible.
Thank you, Pete. Any other unfinished business?
Madam President, since my name was used, I would just say that I stand by every statement that was quoted, that I believe that our senior programs and every program the city runs should be accountable, that there should be boards and oversight, that we should make sure that the program is not just bare minimum, but actually is run in the best way possible for our residents. So I don't think anything restated or quoted is unreasonable or wrong. I think those are the goals that we should have for every program the city runs. And we've heard several times tonight from some people criticizing, from some people praising the past work of the Whisper program, saying it was criminally investigated for 9 months. My standard for success is if a program has to be criminally investigated for one day, it is a failure in this city. To be investigated for 9 months and for a conclusion that no criminal prosecution will follow, that's not a conclusion that Whisper is legally binding or that nothing ever was done wrong. I never received any letter that said that. I've seen some communications where the Bureau of Criminal Investigation said they'd be happy to reopen the investigation if more evidence could be presented, but their job is to put someone in jail. It's not to say whether a program is well-run, poorly run, decently run. I personally did not file the complaint in question, but what bothered me, you know, independent of all the troubling issues with houses being sold and bank accounts being involved and city employees being involved in the wills of residents, those are very concerning things. And we know for a fact they happened. Whether they rise to the level of criminal conduct, that's for someone else to determine. But I'm concerned by them. But what I was initially concerned with the Whisper program is when people came to me, and I know other members of council, and said that they approached the Whisper program for help as seniors in Willoughby Hills, and they were told you didn't have the right person's yard sign in the yard. You didn't support me. You didn't support this person for their run for office. And so go to the people you did support and see if they'll help you. And one of the people, and I'll only share her name because she actually came to the council meeting and spoke on the public record, so I feel comfortable repeating her name because she said it on the record, was Joan Matuza, whose father was a councilman in this city, who was the clerk of the Recreation Commission, an employee of this city, and who was a resident of this city on Chardon Road. And this woman stood up and publicly testified that this happened to her, and it broke my heart. And I will never stand by and let that happen in a senior program again. And people can disagree and say they don't trust Joan Matuza and she's not telling the truth, but I believe my resident, I believe my neighbor, I believe our daughter of Willoughby Hills, and I stand by her and the other seniors who came to council and said, because of politics, I wasn't helped by the city senior program. Now, I've donated many times the balance of the Whisper Fund to Cleveland State University. But when Cleveland State doesn't offer the course that I think they should or have the program that I want, I can't go back and take the money. The moment I donate a dollar to Cleveland State or any other public entity, it becomes a public dollar. And the Board of Trustees for Cleveland State is responsible. They have a fiduciary duty to spend that money as they believe is in the best interests of the university, just as this council and mayor has the responsibility to spend any dollars that are raised in taxes, that are won in grants, or that are given as donations. And so that's true for the senior program in the city. That's true for every program in the city. None of us own the donations that we make. When I give money to Cleveland State, I am trusting our university to spend it well. And when you trust us with your money, whether it's a donation or a tax dollar, we have a fiduciary duty to spend it well. And I stand with Joan Matuza, I stand with our seniors in Willoughby Hills, and I do demand greater accountability going forward. I do for our residents. Other cities may have other opinions, but Willoughby Hills, for Willoughby Hills, our seniors need to be taken care of. And I'll just close by saying I proposed several times that there should be a council committee on seniors to explore this issue. And some people have said no. Some people have voted no. Some people have delayed. I still think we need to have a committee to look at the resources that the Lake County Council on Aging offers. The very fact that we have someone from another city coming here and saying, oh, Lake County Council on Aging doesn't give out wheelchairs. And we have residents come out and say, actually, they gave one to my mother. Well, that shows there's some work to be done. There's some investigation to do to take advantage of all the resources for the benefit of our seniors and to avoid politics ever reentering this avenue, because supporting our seniors shouldn't be a political issue. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
I'd like to comment on Joan Matuza. I personally went there. Tom Majeski personally went there. The Boy Scouts personally went there and took down her pool. The only reason it was denied was she didn't want St. Noel kids doing the raking of the leaves because they screwed around too much. I guess that's part of the kids. They do that. And then it got too late. It got into December. But we went there many times and did work for her personally. So I don't think there was anything wrong with what she got.
Thank you. Concerning Linda's suggestion about signs for streets about snow removal, not parking. Yeah, so as the safety and service director and maybe Chief Collins, see what other communities do, where would be the most appropriate places to have them posted if they're done, so that there should be some investigation.
Parking
on
when snow exceeds 2 inches.
Right, or yeah. Or we can look at our ordinance, too, and see what it states. So,
Madam President?
Yes.
I would like to say, if Mrs. Fulton is correct and the city owns the places in the middle of the cul-de-sacs, could you guys please start taking care of them? Because they look a mess. Thank you.
Well, Chris, if you let me know where mine are, I'll take care of them. And I'll let you know where yours are.
No. The islands? You know where the cul-de-sacs are?
Oh, I do.
That's what I'm talking about. Those islands in the cul-de-sac. If she's saying that those belong to the city,
yeah,
then we need the city to start going and maintaining them because they don't look great.
Well, yeah, that's another topic for another evening.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Any other unfinished business? All right. Legislation this evening. And I know Kevin's family's been waiting. Thank you for listening to our whole meeting this evening. First one is resolution number 2019-11. Vicki, would you read the caption, please?
A resolution authorizing the mayor to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Ohio Public Works Commission State Capital Improvement and or Local Transportation Improvement Programs and to execute contracts as required and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Mr. Fiebig.
Motion to waive three readings of resolution 2019-11.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on resolution number 2019-11. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Madam President, just to reiterate what the engineer said, this is due by noon tomorrow, so that would warrant waiving three readings on this.
Vicki?
Fleshnick?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hullum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
The three reading rule on resolution number 2019-11 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2019-11.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Fiebig to adopt resolution number 2019-11. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Bibig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Resolution number 2019-11 has been adopted. The next one is resolution number 2019-12.
Resolution of support for Chagrin River Corridor and Lakefront Trail Connection Plan.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on resolution number 2019-12.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Fiebig to waive the three reading rule on resolution 2019-12. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Madam President, as stated earlier in the meeting, prior to this meeting, this is urgent for a proposal is being presented tomorrow.
Thank you.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
The three reading rule on resolution 2019-12 has been waived.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
I insist on letting Councilwoman Micah make this motion.
Madam President. Motion to adopt resolution number 2019-12.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Vice President Plushnick to adopt resolution number 2019-12. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I'd just like to thank our Chagrin River Watershed trustee, Councilwoman Micah, for her hard work on this issue and for all of her hard work in becoming a certified master gardener, going door-to-door with residents and looking at their flooding problems. It's really important that as residents we understand the resources that Chagrin River Watershed partners offer us, as well as our relationship with the Euclid Watershed. And Councilwoman Micah has really pioneered that for us, so I just wanted to say thank you as we pass this and move forward to hopefully partner in a very successful way with other cities and communities.
Thank you. I wish I could make a motion and second it, but I can't. But I will tell you, I was just so energized by going to this meeting last Monday and seeing the other mayors having Willoughby Hills at the table was just amazing. Thank you. Vicki?
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Resolution number 2019-12 has been adopted. The next is resolution number 2019-13.
A resolution acknowledging Kevin Zavotny for instilling the value of excellence and sportsmanship in the youth of our community through his volunteer service with the Willoughby Soccer Club.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on resolution number 2019-13.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on resolution number 2019-13. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, while this isn't really related to waiving the three reading rule, I think that we can't really wait to vote on this resolution because time is of the essence to recognize Kevin Zavodny for everything he has done for the youth of our community through his service with the Willoughby Soccer Club. And I can personally vouch for what he has done for my own family. Not only was he a coach to my children, he was a co-coach with me. We worked together with the Willoughby Soccer Club, and he was my neighbor. He lived right down the street and a dear friend, and I miss him every day. So I just can't thank Kevin enough, and I miss him, and he is he lives on with everything that we're doing with the Willoughby Soccer Club. So that's all.
Vicki?
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
The three reading rule on resolution number 2019-13 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2019-13.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plushnick to adopt resolution number 2019-13. Is there any discussion on the motion? Once this is passed, I'd like you to read it, please.
Okay.
Any discussion on the motion to adopt? Vicki?
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Resolution number 2019-13 has been adopted, and I'd like Laura to please read the resolution for Kevin's family that's here.
And I just want to thank the board of the Willoughby Soccer Club for helping with the resolution. They provided some excellent language for it, too. So
Whereas the Willoughby Soccer Club is dedicated to promoting and developing the sport of soccer for boys and girls ages 4 to 15 in Willoughby and Willoughby Hills, Ohio. And whereas the coaches of the Willoughby Soccer Club emphasize learning over winning by specifically fostering an environment where children learn the positive values of good sportsmanship, respect for others, effective teamwork, hard work, and perseverance, and whereas Kevin Zavodny was an extremely valuable and committed volunteer coach to Willoughby Soccer Club for many years. During the soccer seasons, Kevin Zavodny was at one of the club's soccer fields 6 days a week, arriving early and staying late if children wanted to keep practicing. And whereas for 2 years, Kevin Zavodny ran the Willoughby Soccer Club's academy program for children ages 4 to 8, managing 100 child athletes while coaching a team of older boys and always helping wherever he was needed. And whereas Kevin Zavodny was also a regular attendee of Willoughby Soccer Club board meetings, where he was always actively seeking to evolve the club's soccer experience to nurture a love of soccer in the youth of our community. And whereas this council desires to express its sincere gratitude to Kevin Zavodny for instilling the values of excellence and sportsmanship in the youth of Willoughby Hills and our surrounding communities. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of Willoughby Hills, County of Lake, and State of Ohio that this council does hereby recognize and commend Kevin Zavodny for his commitment and dedication to bettering the youth of our community through his volunteer service with the Willoughby Soccer Club.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for coming this evening. We really appreciate it. Any new business to come before council? Any for the good of the order or the good of the community?
Madam President, the mayor mentioned November 2nd, and that is a big day. There is a night at the races that's hosted by the Nowacki Foundation, which benefits safety forces and veterans, and that will actually be at La Vera Party Center in Willoughby Hills that evening, so November 2nd. The Lions Murder Mystery Dinner for the North Coast Lions Club, of which many Willoughby Hills are residents, is being hosted at the Croatian Hall. That also is the evening of November 2nd. And SNPJ, the Slovenian National Benefit Society Farm in Kirtland, is hosting their Halloween Party and Fright Night on the evening of November 2nd. So whether you want to have a Halloween party with Slovenians, you want to support an incredibly great cause at La Vera Party Center for the Nowacki Foundation, or you want to support the Lions in their fight against blindness, Willoughby Hills residents have a lot to choose from on November 2nd, even as our brush pile shuts down for the year.
Any others for the community or for the order? Hearing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adjourn the meeting. There is no discussion on an adjournment. Vicki, please call the roll.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned at 8:08 p.m. Thank you, everybody, and safe travels home.
You have the resolution? We should start to sign it.